KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy to cloudy sky. It's 28 degrees. We look for skies to be mostly cloudy today with a chance of flurries this morning or sprinkles this afternoon, a high around 42. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In Western Iowa news, officials say a Powerball ticket worth $1 million was sold at a Council Bluffs convenience store. The winning ticket was bought at the Casey store at 701 32nd Avenue in Council Bluffs. It matched the first five numbers drawn Saturday night, but missed the Powerball number. Lottery officials say no one matched all six numbers to win the jackpot, so that'll roll over to $75 million for Wednesday. Saturday's winning numbers, by the way, were 12, 14, 26, 48, and 51. The Powerball was 13. The $1 million winner had not yet stepped forward as of this morning. 3rd District Republican Representative David Young made his way to parts of western Iowa Saturday afternoon. In Cass County, Congressman Young paid a visit to McCunn Specialty Firearms, just east of Messina. There he spoke with owners Kevin and his son Bryce McCunn and others about their store, which opened a couple of years ago, about accessories for weapons such as the bump stock, which authorities said was used in the deadly attack in Las Vegas concertgoers last month. Bryce McCunn had emailed Young following statements he had made following the shootings in Nevada and invited him to the store to try one out for himself. During his visit Saturday, Young declined to offer to fire a weapon equipped with a bump stock. McCunn told Young they typically don't sell them at their store because there's no demand for them. In fact, he said they've sold only one since the store opened over the past 5 years.
What made me email you was the comments that I read was turning a semi-automatic gun with a slide fire into an automatic, which I disagree with. And the reason I disagree is legally you can't turn a gun into an automatic. It might function like an automatic, but we're talking about two completely different guns. And maybe that got taken out of context.
Yeah,
or
I probably should have said simulated.
Sure.
A gun said the government closed the registration period for machine guns in 1986, and they can only be sold to law enforcement and for demonstration purposes only.
The whole bump stock thing, I'm personally not a fan of them.
A lot of people hadn't even heard about it.
Yeah.
And at the same time, to think that this madman down in Las Vegas wouldn't have still done what he did without the gun bump stock. I mean, he's a criminal. He's evil.
And, right.
And you can't regulate evil. I wish you could.
Yep.
I wish you could regulate sanity as well.
Young also asked about suppressors, or silencers as they're commonly called. MSF employee Aaron McCurdy told Young there are good reasons why a person might want a suppressor, even though they only reduce the sound by 30%.
Recoil, it helps a little bit with recoil. Obviously, muzzle flash, you don't get any of that with a suppressor. So that it has some benefits other than just sound. Less recoil would allow younger people to shoot them easier, if that makes sense, just because they're able to handle the gun better.
It's easier in an instructional environment too. If everybody's suppressed, you don't have, everybody's not wearing extreme levels of hearing protection, so it's easier to communicate, that kind of thing.
Young said opponents of suppressors claim deregulating them would mean supporting bad people doing bad things without getting caught, which he called insane. McGunn pointed out that there is an expensive and lengthy process of paperwork hurdles to overcome before a person can legally own a weapon suppressor. McCurdy said if a person wants there are illegal ways to make a suppressor.
It's not rocket science to build one. It's easy. It doesn't take anything that's that complicated. They could be built out of freeze plugs and a flashlight.
Illegally,
yes. Illegally they can. If criminals were going to use them, they just build them themselves.
Young asked about background checks on potential gun owners as well. Bryce McCunn said they've turned away two people who were rejected by the computerized background program called NICS, which is National Instant Criminal Background Check System, for the past 2 weeks and about five altogether since the store opened.
You get three answers. You get an approved, you get a delayed, and you get a denied. The second guy was delayed.
How often do you see delayed?
A lot.
And they pop back to approve most of the time, or they?
The ATF gets 72 hours.
Okay.
72 hours.
Yeah, we have a little bit.
So it's like a yellow light. That is
basically, and that allows them three extra days to further check.
And they've refused to sell weapons, he says, to persons based on a gut instinct that something wasn't right. On the topic of insurance, Young was asked about stopgap insurance. He said there's been no change to the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, but it's collapsing. It's not working, he said. Democrats and Republicans agree that it's not working and something needs to be done. He said that his health insurance policy expires at the end of the year, like it will for many Iowans, and he suggested those persons either check or other options.
I bought mine in 2014, and I got my letter 2 months ago that said you're done at the end of the year. So I have to...
So what's your option?
So my option is to Medica, the last provider. That's an option. See what's available on an exchange somewhere. Not go without health care and pay the penalty. I'm not going to do this, but some people may if they're on the borders of the state, maybe move across state lines and see what's available in Illinois or Missouri or Minnesota or...
David Young said thanks to President Trump, he can make it possible to set up an association where people with similar employment or business backgrounds can pool their resources and create a group policy. Young said he would be in favor of that.
Something's not right here. It's going to have to be a bipartisan solution because although we voted in the House and I voted to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, the votes aren't there in the Senate, and you're not always going to get the full loaf of bread. Sometimes you're only going to get half of it. But as long as we're taking care of people and giving people choice, competition, and you got to have demand certain accountability and oversight of the medical industry and insurance companies, because I would like to see transparency in pricing.
Elsewhere in the news, the Shelby County Emergency Management Agency says this morning that while winds are expected to remain below 12 miles per hour and precipitation is in the forecast for the next 24 hours, they will maintain their fire danger level at the moderate category until at least Thursday. Relative humidity will drop into the middle 30s, which could cause control issues with 12-mile-per-hour winds. However, they anticipate long-term humidities to be over 50%. And next update, again, will be on Thursday. So, again, the fire danger index in Shelby County remains moderate. The Creston Police Department has been busy making arrests. At around 10:40 p.m. on Friday, 22-year-old Jeremiah Crago of Afton was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center in Creston on a charge of public intoxication, assault on an officer without injury, and interference with official acts. Crago was later released on a $1,600 bond. Just after 1 p.m. Saturday, Creston police arrested 22-year-old Cammy Hilton of Des Moines. She was arrested at the Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of theft in the fourth degree. Hilton was being held in the Ringgold County Jail on $1,000 bond. At around 1:30 a.m. Saturday, Creston police arrested 35-year-old David Richmond of Creston for public intoxication, third or subsequent offense. He was later released on a $1,000 bond. And at around 8:15 p.m. Saturday, 22-year-old Dakota Rosh of Creston was arrested on an Adair County warrant for violation of probation. Rosh was released to the custody of Adair County deputies. Taken into custody at around 9:15 p.m. Saturday in Creston was 43-year-old James McPhail of Creston, who was arrested on a Union County warrant for violation of parole. He was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. At around 1:20 a.m. Saturday, Creston police arrested 18-year-old Devin Reese and 19-year-old Ian Burns, both of Creston, for possession of drug paraphernalia. They were later released from the Union County Jail and on promise to appear in court. And just before 12:30 a.m. Sunday, 44-year-old Justin Means of Larmore was arrested in Creston for OWI first offense and possession of a controlled substance second offense. Means was released from the Union County Jail on a $3,000 bond. That's a check of the news brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network, and TV and cell phone repair at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.